Well, hello, welcome to Gamers with Coffee. This podcast here, I'm going to touch a little bit on the indie games that we were talking about in the last podcast. And for those of you that don't know what an indie game is, they're just small developers that produce different games, something out of the ordinary. Not a lot of times a run-of-the-mill type of game. So this year here, they had the GDC, which is it's an annual game developers conference. And they were showing off some indie games there. So I'm just going to give you a couple ideas of what indie games are offering. One of these, they tend to offer different types of games. Like this one's kind of interesting. It's called Sloppy Forgeries. So it's going to be out on a PC and the Mac, it looks like. So basically, this is going to be a two-player game. You're going to take people who love art. You're going to basically pit them against each other. They have to recreate famous paintings like the Mona Lisa or, you know, Starry Night, something like that. So it looks like you're going to have basically a time frame to do this in. And the winner is just going to be determined by the software comparing the pixels. So if you've done a better job than your friend and you've completed it more, then you're going to win. It just looks like it might be kind of fun to play, especially if you just wanted to have kind of a fun night and you like art and you like gaming. I believe it does judge you on different things. I'm not quite sure reading this, but it looks like it's pretty interesting. Another one is Creature in the Well. Now, this one's just coming out this year for just Switch, which I know a friend of mine, Evan, he really likes Switch, so this one might be interesting because basically in this, you're playing as the last robot left. You're supposed to take care of a machine that controls the weather. It's down right now. It's not working. And so a giant sandstorm is literally destroying everything. So you need to fire this machine up, try to save the world. But there are creatures that are inside the guts of the machinery. They're not going to make your day any fun. So your robot, he can use little like balls of energy to attack them with. He can use them to activate things in the room. It opens doors or you got to help solve a puzzle. But you see what I'm getting at? It's kind of a different take on things. So you have to get this going. And of course, they're just going to be other creatures that are going to give you a little bit of a hard time trying to accomplish your goal. So, again, a different type of title. The other one is Neo Cab. I think I heard it was out on the PS4, going to be, but this shows PC. So this game's interesting because I've driven for Uber and I drove for Lyft. So if you've ever driven for any of the rideshare services, then you might be interested in this. Basically, you're the last human person doing a rideshare service. You are competing against the other rideshares, which are all AI controlled. And everybody knows, I mean, with Uber, they make no secret about it. In the end, they plan on having just autonomous AI-run cars picking people up. That's the goal. And that's the goal of the other companies, too. They, you know, in this life, they want to cut people out. They don't want people in the way because they have to be paid. So you're the last one out there giving these rides. You got to keep your ratings good. It goes off things like your physical and mental state. Are you taking care of the customer? Are they happy? Are they not happy? You can choose different options for like an emotional state. So that's kind of interesting. And it does pitch you against the other ones. So honestly, that just might be something that takes off a bit because it's just a completely different angle on gaming. So again, the indie games, they're just small developers and a lot of them come up with some good stuff. I mean, it's like anything else. You could have a handful of just no good games, but you're going to find some gems. And every year they have this conference, and so that kind of highlights the indie games. And I'm just touching on that now here. You know, to give you an idea of that. So stay tuned for some more. I'm going to break down a few other things. Sorry about my voice. my job requires me to talk so much that sometimes my voice doesn't want to do that. So I'm going to let you all go, and you have a good day. Again, you're invited to join our YouTube channel and follow us here on Podbean. We're on Google Play Music. That's free. If you have that, you can listen to us there and at TuneIn. So I will see you later. You all have a good day, and thanks for tuning in.